Carrie, do you like sausage?
Sure do.
I like Johnsonville sausage myself.
Well, who wouldn't? It's the very best.
Family run business for all the years.
Made with natural ingredients.
We are doing a Johnsonville Sausage Appreciation Day. So if you're for incredible interviews today, a guest or a business insight, you're not getting it. It's just sausage today.
But you are going to get members of the Backpack community submitting cooking videos featuring tasty Johnsonville sausage.
It is going to be a tasty episode. You will be hungry. You will break your fast.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Welcoming you to The Backpack Show. Your hosts, Chris Brogan, Kerry Gorgone, Boom Shakalaka.
Backpack Show.
Do you have a favorite Johnsonville sausage type?
Well, if I say Johnsonville sausage strips, I'll get in trouble because they're just not everywhere yet.
Well, too bad. It is what it is. Your biological parents are here.
The better cheddar brats are very delicious. They're the evil-est of the sausage, and they're so delicious.
I like the Italian sweets. I like to keep it simple.
Those are very simple.
And the maple breakfast sausages are very maple-y.
Mm.
But the sausage strips are like... they're very novel, and so I like novelty, and I'm very excited about them.
Yeah, no, for sure. There is just so much delicious going on in Johnsonville, and you know, it's not like you're supposed to eat sausage every day, just every other day.
Well, sure.
Not, you know, not three meals a day like some people do sometimes, but...
So, for people who aren't familiar with the backstory, Chris manifested a Johnsonville sponsorship for the Backpack Show, a show about business success, just by liking Johnsonville sausage a lot and talking about it every single week.
And that's where the joke comes from. So we've been doing this for a while now, where I had kept sending a message around saying, "Dear Johnsonville, you should really sponsor me." And then I started pretending that they sponsored me, and they thought that was cute. So they sent me t-shirts and a postcard, and I would say, "Almost sponsored by Johnsonville." And then Stephanie Lugopolsky reaches out. Stephanie runs their comms. She runs their social. She is an incredible professional. And I said, there's no reason why you should say yes to this. So say yes to this. And I said, there's two ways to do it. There's the cheap way. And then, you know, I'll just keep flashing a logo every while for like a month or two. Or give us like a bag of money and we will send sausage to the people of the backpack community. And Stephanie went for it. And Carrie, you got to send out tons of sausage.
I did.
How fun is that?
I did. So the most fun was the 32 packages of sausage I sent to Sister Anne Flanagan at the Daughters of St. Paul. And she used them to make pizzas for pizza night for the Catholic sisters. And then we actually have a new video from Sister Anne that we didn't show last time just because of time, where she makes polenta with the Johnsonville sausage for their Christmas Eve dinner, which is part of like 100-year-old tradition.
So today we have Sister Anne Flanagan, we have Jason Falls, we have Deanna Schoss, we have Linda Easterbrooks, we have Valerie Olenek. We've got a lot of people loving us.
Got lots of sausage.
Hey, Elizabeth. So, you know, this really literally is, in case you're still wondering if there's some joke to this, this really is Sausage Appreciation Day. So I'm going to share the screen. By the way, we received these in so many different formats. So for instance, here's some of Linda's.
This is
like a Google share. Oh, so I guess we're seeing them boil. I've never boiled brats like that, but I guess it's one way you could do it.
Was this like steaming them, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Is that what you would call it? Does it make them healthier?
I don't know. I just throw mine in the nuke for 2 minutes.
Oh, or you have to go to the next video, or we'll just watch them steam forever and never see.
Oh, is it just going to keep playing?
Yep.
I like it. Look how long it takes for this thing to cook. Oh, and then she fries them. So she did it the way you do with like regular untreated sausage, where you are supposed to boil them first.
Listen to that.
What's that sizzle?
Wow.
Don't anyone think about the nonstick pan and the metal fork. That's okay. That's okay. All fine.
Be nice. Be nice.
Oh, those look delicious, Linda. That's what I like the beef ones, but I love the better cheddar ones.
Go to the next one. You got to skip or we'll never get there.
We'll never get there. Look at that. Look at that char on it. Oh.
Sausage Appreciation Day, everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're checking out Backpack Community member videos of them cooking and eating tasty Johnsonville sausages.
Wee.
Come on. That's a classic.
Served with the old teasers.
Craft dinner.
Let's see, who are we gonna do? Why don't we do? Well, we'll do Deanna. Deanna did hers on and shared it on Twitter. So we're gonna switch formats entirely from Google Photos to the Twitter.
Can find Deanna at interculturaltalk.com.
And so you can
You can find the sausages at johnsonville.com. So what did Deanna? She's wicked dressed up.
Yeah, she made a presentation out of this. I love it. Ready, go.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. In the Shas Bonaventura household, that means it's our weekly Wednesday breakfast date. And today, thanks to Chris and Carrie at the Backpack Show and Johnsonville Sausage, we are going to have a delicious breakfast with Johnsonville turkey sausages. To show how much I love the Backpack Show, Johnsonville Sausages, and, of course, my husband, I have cut my sausages into heart shapes. Oh, you can smell the sausage sizzling and the eggs cooking. Thank you, Johnsonville, for our delicious Wednesday morning date breakfast. Sweetheart, breakfast is ready.
Oh, that is so fun.
Sweetheart. You know, I'd be like, hey, get in here before the sausage gets cold.
There's some meat on a plate for you. That was all kinds of delightful.
And oranges. You're eating oranges, I think, aren't they supposed to mean like good luck, like for a sweet life or something like that?
I feel
like there's like a meaning.
I think you're lucky if you're eating an orange, that's for sure.
Hey there, it's Jason Falls.
Jason Falls, writer, author, presenter, whiskey and bourbon enthusiast.
Brand new book, Winfluence, is out right now. He's an influence marketing expert. He's a bourbon enthusiast and he's a Johnsonville Brats enthusiast, like completely from way back. So he needed no urging to accept some free sausage from us.
I may have to skip a little bit. This is a 4 minute long sausage.
No, I love it. You play it. He's awesome. You play the whole thing.
Ready, go.
I'm in my kitchen and I don't cook a lot, but when I do cook, it's usually pretty good. Today I'm cooking something really good. Johnsonville Brats.
Oh, the cheddar ones.
We got cheddar brats because they're awesome. Normally I would take regular brats and soak them in either some sort of beer or maybe even a little bourbon just to kind of loosen up the casing a little bit, give them a little flavor. But these are cheddar brats. They got cheese in them, so I'm not going to do that because they'll be nice and moist anyway. But I'm going to show you how I cook brats. How about that? Okay, we got the brats, a little tomato, a little green pepper, salt, pepper, and olive oil. That's all you really need. Buns and stuff later, but two pans. I'm gonna put some olive oil in here, kind of saute the veggies, chop them up, put the brats in there, and I'm gonna fry them. Now, normally I would do this outside on the grill, but it's winter and it's cold, and heck with that. No, I'm not doing that. Got my peppers sauteing a little bit here, give them a little head start. You just want to get them soft.
I want those
tomatoes
peppers
in. Cook that up a little bit. And then I'll start the brats. I'm going to season just with a little bit of salt and pepper here. There we go.
He keeps it simple. Love it.
That's one of the tricks I've learned from pro chefs is that real simple spices and seasonings are always the best.
His kitchen is so clean.
All right, there's our unwrapped brats.
What's going on, Risen? Welcome to Johnsonville Appreciation Day.
Should get Katie to come down here and help me. Screw it, I'm doing it with my fingers. Pan's not high yet.
Oh, your mom likes the originals.
Give them some space. Make a little almost pie design. Here, look. Pie. In parentheses.
All right, when that
comes off the stove, put a little salt and pepper on it. Cover it up. Keep it warm. And that'll be kind of a little homemade relish-ish. Peppers and tomatoes, salt and pepper. Here's a little Jason Falls cooking trick. You get them lined up in the pan like that. You can take one or two, prop them up on their side so you get the pink part a little faster. And that cool?
Life hack.
Now that's why Linda Easterbrook boiled hers, by the way, so she didn't have to do this step.
Wow.
I like to look for little breaks in the casing where it's bubbling up a little bit.
Oh, the cheese
Make sure
is oozing.
On all of them. But now it's just happening on a couple. Right there. Right there.
We get the whole experience.
We have all of them, and then I think.
I know we're going to get the whole thing if we watch.
I'm into it. I like it.
But by now you should be in your chair.
I'm here for it. Don't worry. All right. I love it.
Ready?
He should have a cooking show.
Take these bad boys out. Come on, buns.
Oh, that looks nice.
Take our little peppers and tomatoes.
I feel so much like Uncle Roger when I watch these because they're the critical takes.
I got to wait till he's done making the ketchup fart before I feel it.
We're already half as many.
All right, here we go. Viewers. Johnsonville brats, cheese stuffed, little peppers, little tomatoes. Mm. Yum, 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 yum. Mmm. Buffalo stuff.
Love it.
Excuse me while I finish.
You get guys like Jason and me to show off sausage, you know they've been appreciated.
No, he really loves it. That's his thing.
He does. Oops, one of my new videos is loading in.
No Stop, guess. Weirdo.
All right. So this is Valerie Olenek. Valerie,
hey, you're going so fast. I want to appreciate the fact that...
Oh, you want to talk and appreciate
sausage? Yeah, just for a second.
Go.
That it's so easy to do it. Like he... you were saying he didn't steam them, so he had to do a little more work, like in the prep or whatever.
A little bit.
But so for what's a simple meal, it looks really nice when he's finished. Like he sets it up really nice.
Right.
I was really impressed.
Right.
So when you cook them, do you do all that stuff he did, or were you like, no, I just don't want to die when I eat it?
No. So like the kind that he used, I would do the pre-boil just to kind of get just to guarantee that the meat's been cooked right through. Nancy points out a wee bit of onion would have really added to that. I agree. Especially onion, like, you know, dredged through butter. Mm-hmm. So you get that fried and also that slight caramelization.
Maybe he had a date or something later. You don't know. Don't judge. People got their reasons.
I support your life choices. And some people don't like onions.
That's
but,
true.
I think he did great. Yeah, the only other thing I would have done is slightly different. Elizabeth mentioned she might have thrown those on some corn tortillas. Of course you would, Texan.
Mm-hmm. Do you toast the buns if you're going to put them on?
I would have grilled the buns. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have even toasted. I would have slathered a little butter or olive oil, and I would have thrown them in the pan and made them grill and then had them ready to catch, because then you get that crisp crunch of the outside of the bun and you get the soft fluff.
Next time, Mr. Falls, when you come to Chris Brogan's house for sausages.
Listen, when I make Jason up a good feed of Johnsonville sausages, they will have grilled buns if we have buns. I tend to forego the buns because that's like 130 calories I can waste on eating more sausage. So
these are people to whom we sent sausage. We actually had it like Instacarted to their house for later on. If you've missed the sausage boat, you haven't missed the sausage boat because I have coupons that I can
send. Every single
you.
One of those represents free sausage. So. Yeah.
I have coupons that I can
provided
send out.
Your grocery sells Johnsonville sausage. So.
Well, obviously. And if your grocery doesn't sell Johnsonville sausages, you should move.
Give them a call.
Immediately.
Hey, Deb. Hey, Deb, great news. You're just in time to watch Valerie Olenek kill some sausage.
Okay. Eat some sausage.
And I had a little help today. I have lots of help today. First, I was sent the gift of sausage by Chris Brogan and
gift of sausage.
Mary Gargone from Backpack Show. So first of all, thank you to them. This wouldn't be possible, or this dish would not.
What's up in that corner? Is that cilantro?
Yes, me. I don't cook.
Wonderful, adorable, I don't know, what words would you like for me to use? Husband.
Sexy,
okay. Sexy husband is holding the camera for me because I don't need to shoot in the kitchen, and so we're just going to kind of go with this. Today, the sausage that I'm going to be working with is some Johnsonville. It's the original breakfast sausage. So we're going to do something a little different maybe than just cooking it up for breakfast. So let's see how this works out. I prepped a lot of stuff ahead of time because things like chopping up the onions, nobody needed to watch me cry in case that happened. Which they didn't, of course, because I didn't film it. But
isn't there a term for that, for having all your stuff like in place?
It's called mise en place.
So
I'm going to speed up just a little. But yeah, it's called mise en place.
And you could do a stovetop, but I did it in the oven for a couple of reasons. One was because I just wanted to give them a little time to themselves, but also because I wanted
me time
to cook the other ingredients.
chocolate and raspberry.
I have to watch them, but of course
I'm getting distracted.
Watch
her husband took some.
It's really good though, right?
Cameraman took some.
Yeah. Actually,
he's a ham, not a sausage.
It's perfectly seasoned, and so it's going to be everything we need on this. And I'm just trying to get the heat right over here.
Sorry, Paul.
I'm still not used to an electric stove top. I'm a gas stove girl. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you work with what you got. Next thing we're going to put in is going to be some of, I have one, it was sort of a medium-sized gala apple.
That's a medium-sized gala apple? That's a lot of apple.
A human head worth of apple.
I did not set off the smoke detector because I don't want to turn on the fan because...
So we got apple and onion. That's already an interesting mix.
Yeah.
But what's that green stuff?
Next thing we would do, and we're going to...
I wonder if you're right.
I'm not going to make you watch all of the stuff.
Don't say cilantro. Don't say cilantro.
The next thing we're going to do in a few minutes, I'll come back. And we
She's will not
put
tell you.
The next ingredients in there, which is some sweet potato, which
Good.
I
ha,
did slightly
from off screen.
In the microwave it's like... because, as you know, sweet potato is really super hard, and so I got it started, but it's not fully
Let's
cooked.
Let's get it started.
That's interesting.
And we'll have some
sweet potato, apple, and onion.
Trust me, it's cooking.
You know what's interesting about this? Sister Anne used sweet potato fries someone donated.
Okay, so as promised, we now got the sweet potatoes in the pan. They've been cooking down a little bit because, again, they take a little while. You put the sausage back in.
That looks good.
Now we're getting that nice flavor because, like I said before, I'm not going to really season this because I think the seasoning in the sausage is just perfect. So we're just going to let that.
Gordon Ramsay disagrees.
Remember, we got some apples and onions down.
That's right. I forgot about the apples for a second there.
Fascinated by this.
Last thing we're going to put in is because, you know, it's like making a flower arrangement, I guess. You got to have some greenery. So we're gonna finish this off. I've got some chopped up kale.
Kale.
Okay.
Let it do its thing.
I'll allow it.
Because I hate kale.
It's just going to turn into little green flakes that get stuck in your teeth, and it won't be that bad. And it's a way to sneak in a really hardcore vitamin.
I know. That's why I hate it.
I'm going to skip. Oh, so look at that.
So we're back. And
it looks good. It's like hash.
We made a couple of fried eggs and
oh my gosh.
Pop those on top.
I'm so hungry. So no,
I know.
Not the worst thing you've made.
It's not the worst thing you've made.
No, so, but. Pretty good.
He really just said that.
I put it in a blender.
It's a very good recipe.
I agree, Paul.
Thank you.
Not the worst. Oh, Kat.
How do you feel about the Johnsonville sausage?
I don't care what your cat thinks.
Right. I care what your cat thinks. Is your cat checking this out with interest?
The devil's broccoli.
That's what I said. I was like, you got that right.
So that is something. That is something.
So that looks fancier than what Jason did.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a few simple ingredients.
It's just as easy to make.
Yeah, it looks so easy to make. And so last time we saw a lot of people like cut the casings off and use the inside of the sausage, which you can do, but Johnsonville actually sells like the inside only.
Ground.
Yeah. So you don't have to do that. But you can. But in this one, people are using the whole thing, which is interesting for me because, you know, I never cook. I purposely don't cook. I got so bad at it, nobody would want me to because I just hate it. So I don't have to do it anymore. Matt says Chris was all in until the cat showed up.
Stupid cat.
I cook kale like I cook collards. Makes a world of difference. Oh, that's interesting,
see,
Carl.
I could get with that, Carl.
Yeah.
Maybe some bacon and stuff. Well, sausage, right? Sausage and kale go great. Kale's great because it hides, you know. When I was making the kids smoothies quite regularly, they loved when there was kale because they just couldn't taste it. They were like, I'm having green stuff and no
Pretty
one
much
knows.
Anything that hides the taste of the kale.
Yeah. Very few people are like, yum, kale. But
Chloe's so right. You know what I love about this is we get like to go in the kitchens of our different people in our backpack community and see what they are doing, like what they like to cook, what flavors they prefer, and think of some imaginative combinations. Like when Sister Anne made pizzas, she had some really interesting flavor combinations in those pizzas.
And remember, we have one more Sister Anne set of videos coming.
I know. I'm
but
just
first. No, no, no. I'm just saying. And remember, like I'm like leading it in. See this? Oh.
And I have okay. coupons.
And coupons. So you would not know it, but we're sponsored by Johnson.
What? That's ridiculous. Why would Johnsonville sponsor a business success show?
If you're an author, you'd want to get your book out there and you want to write your sausage book, then just go to pub-site.com.
Sausages I've known and loved.
That's right. Carrie Sausage Closet. It's part of the trilogy. pub-site.com. It is free to start, 14-day free trial, $19.99 a month thereafter. If you don't want to make your own, $499 US dollars, you got it covered. This show, believe it or not, run on StreamYard. Every day I get an email from, I mean, a message on YouTube saying, could you stop showing up in my ads? I say, buy the software. Bitch.
Tell them to use me next time. I want to be a StreamYard celebrity.
Come get some. The Backpack Show is hosted on .online. So it's thebackpackshow.online. You can get your own .online domain. cbrogan.me/online.
Can we get I love sausage.online?
I bet you really could. Matt Medeiros is here from Castos. You may have heard of them. That's why we have a podcast. Now that Apple has announced that the subscribe button has gone away, now that Spotify has no subscribe button, please follow us on Apple Podcasts because fuck you, Apple. That's why.
Hey, that's why. Goodness oh, gracious, God, Christopher.
Bad people. They could go right to the next door.
You could sneak more vitamins with seasoning with morning powder. So avoid green saute, Carrie. Put in smoothies all the time, Chris. Yeah, I don't mind if it looks green. I just don't like kale.
If it tastes green.
That's all.
All right. This is Valerie again, by the way. She came up with a New Year, New Brats recipe.
Nice. What is it?
It smells so good.
I wish we could smell it.
Looks like some beans. I see some beans in there.
Black eyed peas.
Like a winter stew or something.
Well, you know, she said this in on January 3rd, so.
That's good.
It's New Year's Day, and for me, because I'm from New Orleans, that means one thing at least, and that is that I'll be making black eyed peas. And with that, I'm always needing something green. So, because the tradition and the superstitions in New Orleans tell you that if you don't eat your black eyed peas on New Year's, you're not going to have luck for the year, and if you don't eat your greens, you're not going to have money. So,
well, shit. I've been doing it wrong.
I'm much for luck and money this year, so why not? And it just tastes good. So this year for the greens, sometimes I do cabbage, sometimes I do collards or spinach or anything. But this year I'm going to be using some cabbage. And because I have the Johnsonville brats, I'm going to cook those up. They've got some onions, and we're going to use some hard apple cider instead of beer. To get those cooked, and then we're gonna turn them into a little like a little roll, like a little cabbage roll. So
fun.
We'll see how this goes.
That's almost like a fall flavor. Seems
so
like
we got our onion started here in the pan.
Those look delicious.
Which actually I have a story that I will.
You know, one thing I like, I want to just pause for a second. One thing I like about this whole process too is that, so Linda, I said, you know, those particular brats she was using, she didn't have to pre-boil them, but she did.
Yeah.
But what I like is she taught that one way to treat sausage. If sausage is kind of the light pink color where it looks like it hasn't been cooked lately, you definitely pre-boil
lately.
Them. You know, there's some processing. But yeah. you do cook it. You're supposed to pre-boil it usually to kind of make it work a little bit better. That would have, you know, just saved Jason a little time. But Jason's like me. He's like, F it. I just want to cook it and eat it. I'll just make sure it's not pink. And then it gets it handled.
Make
right?
sure I won't die.
So it shows you something also kind of fun about sausage is you could do it your own way, which is something we talk about in this show every episode.
But think about the lasting appeal and how good the sausage has to be to power a brand for as long as Johnsonville's been in business. It's like, we just have sausage, you guys. That's what we sell.
That's what we sell.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the kind of interesting thing about it. They were founded in 1945. It's a family-run business. Ralph Steyer, the first, ran that business all the way up until, I think, about the 90s. And then his gave it to his son. And the son is still the chairman, but he's brought in more and more people. He was the one. What was his book? He wrote a great book about Buffalo. I'm going to forget the name of it.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But I know what you're talking about. He basically was like, hey, I want to run this company and in an innovative way. And you don't get innovation when all people are doing is kind of following the leader. You need people to think for themselves and come up with their own ideas.
Doing what the boss said. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we started doing over at Owner Media Group where I work is we started trying to make it so you question the boss a little bit more. You challenge the boss. You challenge authority wherever you hear it.
Yeah, you love we challenge you.
professionally, sure. But, you know, it's definitely one of those things where, you know, like I said something about boiling or not boiling. Linda's right to boil it because it doesn't hurt anything to boil it. And it also sets it up for a next step.
Carl says, so, I have sausage in my backpack.
Oh, my God, I have sausage on my brain right now. There's currently not a Johnsonville product in my house, but I'm about 25 foot steps.
Yeah, so, you know what? I'm going to go to the store and I'll be going to have like a sausage spree.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any coupons?
They'll be like, we don't keep that much Johnsonville in here, lady. You're going to have to go to Kroger.
Well, Elizabeth had sausage last night, I guess. Well, she's just saying about her.
Yeah.
Her dog licked it clean.
Well, right. Apparently the dog didn't mind the spices in it or whatever. So love it.
So we're going to.
My kids would definitely be like, I don't know about that. Kale, or I don't know about that. Like, there's nothing I can slip past them.
Just sneaky.
Doesn't back. Ever. Well, yeah.
That's actually one last thing, and then we'll go back to Valerie. One thing I, you know, taught my kids early on is I will always tell you what something is. I will never sneak a food into your food. I will always tell you.
They gotta trust you.
Yeah, I just can't imagine.
You have to understand the level at which my kids are at, though.
No.
Has touched another food. I need a new.
I get it. Harold was very much that way early growing up. Is all only beige foods. But just like every kid with, you know, Harold's autistic, one of the things that he kept doing is he would eat only beige foods or a scorpion crickets, barbecued crickets. He ate bugs. He loved bugs and he loved it because the novelty. Look at what I'm doing. La, 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 I'm eating a bug. Had nothing to do with actual food consumption.
Gross. How does he feel about sausage?
He's had some. He likes it. All right. I'm hitting a button.
We've got the Johnsonville. original brats today, and so they're getting ready to go into their new temporary home over here in the pan
before they get into your belly.
Looking forward to trying this. We're going to do something a little different with them today. Okay, so while the onions are doing their thing.
By the way, Valerie designs courses for a living, so she's like an absolute pro at this kind of stuff and setting it up.
Like instructional videos.
Instructional video and all that. So this is like Valerie's day job brought home for sausage time.
I mentioned beautiful cast iron because as a kid, I can remember my mom's neighbor.
I only cook in cast iron.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that cabbage.
Wow.
Yikes.
It's delicious.
My dad had a cast iron skillet he never washed.
No, you're supposed to just treat them. You're supposed to clean them right back out, run a little coat of oil on it, and call it good. It's called curing.
So I blanched the Savoy cabbage that we looked at earlier. It's really good.
Ooh.
I'm thinking it looks kind of brainy.
Fancy.
So maybe in addition to bringing money, maybe it'll make me smart. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. This is like for luck for the new year.
Right.
And money.
So,
okay.
First thing we're going to do is
cut take out the big old vein in the middle. That's
cut some of this big stem.
Is that the?
That's what you do because it's super tart and it's also like super crunchy and hardy. But you know, it's all about the vein.
Okay. And then
I'm doing it. It's weird that timing wise is what we did, but look what she's got. She's got the Savoy. She's going to roll the sausage in it.
Oh.
Like little sausage dogs.
Oh,
for
that's fun.
People who hate lives.
Like low carb.
Yeah.
Low carb sausage bowl.
And there we go. And then we'll put it on the plate.
Green means sad.
That green is so vibrant.
Yep.
That's
almost
really
like
good.
It's almost like she test trained her video for that. So it's kind of fun. She shows that perfect you know, soup treatment or whatever. And next thing you know, we go right from that into Savoy on the plate.
I can still hear. So I didn't notice her husband in that one. So maybe he was busy then. So Carl says, from being camera person, I boil sausage in a little beer and let the beer cook out and then brown on the sides. Everybody has like their way they cook stuff. So
yeah, Jason Fall said beer. And then he also talked about the fact that he does bourbon sometimes, which I am now eager to try as well.
Yes. I know. Well, so for me, I stick to like the, I don't have a lot of time to eat in the morning, so I'll stick to kind of their pre-cooked, like breakfast sausages, turkey sausages and stuff. And then if I want a sandwich or something, the strips are really, really good for that. So, and they had to send me sausage strips because they don't have them in the stores near me, and they sent you some, and I was really bent out of shape about it. So Stephanie sent me some sausage strips, and damn, they're good. Now I'm mad they don't have more down here.
So dolma is a thing. Usually I think Albanians make it. It's a grape leaf, rolled grape leaf. So that's kind of sort of what that Savoy cabbage thing was emulating. Was
it looks so pretty. You know how they say like eat a rainbow of stuff for vitamins and minerals? Right. Like you can see that green in there.
Now I have to say, so Sister Ann Flanagan, the first video we got, Carrie's husband, Dan, got his hands on it and made it this cool rock video kind of look at thing. This was just like them making a clip. But
I mean, you can play that one again later if you want. But so this came directly from the kitchen. They were on lockdown during this. So we sent sausage, but only two people could be in the kitchen. So poor Sister Anne had to do all the cooking because the other sister, Brittany, was holding the camera the entire time while she's cooking. So I felt bad. I felt like we like created some work for Sister Anne. But the thing to know about Sister Anne and the Daughters of St. Paul is that they cook with all donated food. So if it doesn't get donated, they don't have it. So they end up working with weird things like, what was she working with? Like cilantro pesto or like, right. You know.
Weird ass foods.
Right. Like whatever they've got, and she has to make do with it. So we sent her sausage. And one of the things that they do on Christmas Eve every year for the last 100 years at the Daughters of St. Paul Mother House is to make polenta. So she sent a video of them doing that with the Johnsonville sausage we sent.
So here's 40 seconds of that, and then we have a little bit more.
So I got some of the bratwurst in here, and I thought, well, maybe I'll make like a hash, because we have some donated, they were crinkle cut butternut squash french fries.
Ooh, squash french fries.
And so I chopped them up into little bits. And I thought, make a hash out of that with just the red onion and the butternut squash little chunks. I thought that would be kind of good.
I had in my head sweet potato.
Sister Anne is also a very successful media making blogger, podcaster. And she makes all kinds of music over there with the Daughters.
At Nun Blogger on Twitter.
On the tweeters.
Yeah.
Here's the sausage hash a little bit later down.
Doesn't that look so good?
I'd eat the heck out of that.
It's really good.
Fling a couple eggs.
Wow.
No polenta in this video, by the way. This is all hash. So.
Sorry. She said they were making polenta.
Might have been another one or something.
Yeah, but she must have done a third. But anyway, she actually was telling me that whatever they get is absolutely all they have to work with. And so they have to just sort of figure out what will go together. And I was really impressed at how imaginative she is.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But once you see how that plays out, the sort of eating whatever you get,
a Johnsonville cookbook,
you realize that you kind of have to in some ways. So by the way, there was my mom had said something about how about a Johnsonville cookbook, but as it turns out, there is such a creature, and it is called the Big Taste of Sausage Cookbook. And what's kind of fun about it, though, just a little side note, is that a whole bunch of those recipes were put together with Shelley Stayer, Ralph Stayer's wife. So it is still a family project because, you know, if you're a family that sells all kinds of sausage, you better be able to show people how to make them.
See, I would have no business writing a cookbook, Diane. So zero authority in that area.
So, Carrie could write a really cool cookbook called Instacart My Secret.
I am willfully ignorant about cooking, put it that way. But if you did not get sausage sent to you during our big sausage extravaganza, hope is not lost because I have many coupons. And I'm even getting some for Johnsonville, Canada. So these are all for US, but I'm getting someone to send me some Johnsonville, Canada coupons. So we've got all kinds of things. We've got like Italian sausage links and fully cooked breakfast sausage, if that's your thing. I mean, really anything. Oh, and then the stuff that we told you about, like the ground stuff, so that you don't have to take the casings off it. I mean, it just is a question of what you like and what they've got near you. And I can send you some coupons. So Carrie at chrisbrogan.com.
Johnsonville, Ireland. I don't know if they have an Ireland set up.
But, you know, oh, Paul, poor Paul.
You know, Paul has sent me over the years some of the most incredible things from his company that I would try extra hard to see if I could find him some sausage over there from the Johnsonvilles, but might not work. They might not have them. They might not be able to serve back that volley.
Can you deep freeze it? Send it over. Can you just fly there with like a cooler on your lap?
If I flew there, it would be heaven. It would be heaven. There's so much to get done there. Plus, think about it. You could cook them in Guinness. Imagine some of those sausages just kind of in the pot with some Guinness.
You won't come back again. You'll stay over there.
The world will be a better place.
Your sausage and your Guinness. Shut up.
I will be a complete circle by the time I'm done.
So if you love sausage,
Johnsonville's the place. Listen, we've had so many great food product people on the show and delicious food. By the way, Ralph Stayer said that to us privately. He was like, you guys ought to make your own show about just food and have people send you food. FG Washburn Candy was on the other day down in Fall River, Mass. They sent Carol Elaloof and her son their sour suckers. They have these sour lollipops.
What do they call them? Pucker suckers?
Pucker something. I don't know. And Carol said, well, actually, I could probably find you the video. I mean,
yeah, you should do that. Chloe said, Carrie, you could write a mother's guide on how not to cook book. I feel like that would be a bestseller. Here's the secret, Chloe. You become so bad at it that nobody wants you to. You let them assume that you have other gifts that power your marriage that they can't know about.
Oh, crap. What's her stupid, it's her company name, isn't it? Like Exalta CA or
will
something?
You stop it?
I don't know. Hang on a minute.
You're so funny. So yes, FB Washburn Candy Company was on and they sent to us like hard candies because that's what they make. So like root beer barrels and like hot balls, like cinnamon balls. And the lemon drops are really, really good. But they also have a new sour thing called, I want to say it's called Pucker Suckers. And so that's what they sent Carol Elaloof because she likes sour things, I guess. And so that was her, she made a story. I think it was a story.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, it's a story. I found it. I'll send it to you.
You find it?
Okay. Yep, sure did. So she made a story about it and her and her son trying the FB Washburn Pucker Suckers. I think it's Pucker Suckers.
Why on this planet? Okay, hang on.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I wonder how they go with sausage.
View as Chris Brogan. Who else am I viewed as?
Leonard, I don't know, me? Cohen? Backpack show?
I guess so. Let me just share the screen so everybody else can watch it.
Your book could be called Uber.
You're getting it now, Nitz.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Ready? Oh, why can't
you
get the
because you didn't select sound.
You suck.
Because I was on the Backpack Show with Chris Brogan and Carrie O'Shea Gorgon, and we met the folks from
FB Washburn.
And it's a candy company.
Poor Jake.
A candy corporation. And I said,
adolescent.
Sour candy. So they sent me these Pucker Suckers. Great name. Okay. That are supposed to be really sour and the flavor is supposed to last the whole way through. So we're putting it to the test. Okay. So the results are in. We've done our taste test and
the sour flavor lasted the whole time.
Thank you so much for the candy.
We didn't get to see them like put the candy in their mouth or anything.
Yeah, so I got to.
There's no drama. Where's the drama?
I video class on this one because she stuck off the last little part of it, which would have been a real, you know, good moment to see that thing happen. Hey, Stumble Judge is here.
Because you got to see if you make the face or not. The face when you put something sour in your mouth.
It's always there's like that thing where people try to give babies something sour to see if the baby's going to make a sour face.
Johnsonville by Pucker Suckers mashup. That would be something. He knows my thoughts about cooking, though. So
he knows your output about cooking.
Yep. I will unwrap a hard candy. I mean, not heartless.
So we've had them on. We've had Philip Ashley Ricks, who made his own chocolates. He was like the least likely guy in the world to open up a store.
So fascinating. So Philip Ashley had a dream that he was a chocolatier like Willy Wonka. And then he woke up and went off and became a chocolatier. And so he's an amazing black chocolatier business owner out of Memphis. So we had him on and he makes these really imaginative, amazing flavors of chocolate out of things like blue cheese and barbecue and like other things that you wouldn't think would make a good chocolate, but somehow they do. He, after we had him on, Oprah put him on a list of like her favorite things, the turtle candies he makes. And then I think ABC Nightly News or something featured him. Overnight, he got 7,000 orders and was like, uh-oh. So he had to stop taking new orders just to fill all these back orders and hire more chocolatiers. And it was crazy. All of those are hand-painted chocolates, by the way.
He trained his dad and a few others how to paint them. He couldn't keep up.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about this. It's hard. It's like baptism by fire when you grow that quickly, literally overnight. But now we have 5 more trained chocolatiers that can make these chocolates, and it's so good. The Galaxy Collection I just sent to someone, and I think it got to them yesterday, or it's on the way as of yesterday. So those are, you have to try these. If you do one nice thing for yourself in the way of self-care, get some Johnsonville sausage. But after that, when you want dessert, Philip Ashley chocolates.
Good Lordy.
They are amazing. Chloe says, they're so beautiful, I'd feel guilty eating them for a minute. And Deb tried them. The blue cheese chocolates were delicious. I don't even like blue cheese, and I thought that. It was like just the creamy kind of consistency, but it tastes like chocolate. It doesn't taste like blue cheese.
I feel so bad telling everybody about this, though, because you can't get them.
We've
purchased a bunch, and you know, for different gifts and stuff like that, and I don't think there's any special secret backpack hotline for us. Philly baby, because he's got Oprah, like, you know what I mean, like, he doesn't need us.
Well, no, but it's just a question of how quickly he had to grow, and I think now that they're catching up, he's gonna be great. I mean, honestly, they're worth waiting for. So if it takes you a couple of weeks, it takes you a month to get them, it's totally worth it. Like, they'll ship, I don't know how to put it, there was like a delay in him being able to make and ship them. It's not like they spent that long in shipping, so they're still fresh when you get them, and they're so freaking good. Like, you really should try it with some sausages.
On the same show that we had Ralph Steyer from Johnsonville on, can you believe this is now our third episode talking about Johnsonville?
Yeah. This is actually your like millionth episode talking about Johnsonville.
Oh my gosh. We had our other friend on.
Colette. Colette is DeVito of Coletti's Cookies.
DeVito, yeah. Coletti's Cookies.
So I loved her story so much.
Great cookies.
She has Down syndrome, and she went for job interviews. She wanted to have a job and be, you know, independent and support herself. And no company was hiring her. They just kept saying, there's not a fit. There's not a fit. And she started her own business. And she has also a nonprofit where she helps other people with different sorts of disabilities to learn leadership and get out into the workplace. And it's amazing. She's amazing. And her cookies, holy mackerel, they're so good. The cinnamon chocolate chip, it's the best.
Well, I'm down for thinking about it. We've had more than a couple tea companies on. We've had Ivy's Tea on, which Ivy's makes some of the coolest flavors, like cream, dollar dollar bill, yo, blow, blood
side,
orange.
Side piece.
Yep, not coffee.
The honey flavors are yellow.
Yella.
The honey flavors are really good too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me.
Now these are not caffeinated. These teas. These are herbal teas. I think most of them are not caffeinated. The honeys, they'll actually tell you which ones they pair best with, and they're really, really good. She's also really excellent at her emails. Like, I signed up for the email newsletter. It's such a distinctive brand voice. You could learn a lot just from signing up for her emails. Like, if you're talking about staying on brand and having a personality, something beyond, hey, we have tea, like, they've got it. She's so good. Shmoney.
Right. Shmoney. I just like shmoney. I say it to myself sometimes.
Shmoney. Everybody likes shmoney. Apparently, if you didn't eat, what were you supposed to eat? Black-eyed peas on New Year's.
Black-eyed peas, yep.
And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah.
Greens.
So if you didn't eat those, you're screwed. So better luck in 2022.
I feel like we've had other food people on. We also had tea from...
We've had loads of food people on. Kamala's Kitchen that we had on that specializes Kamala's in Caribbean Kitchen. Foods. They're celebrating their 2-year anniversary in business, a Black woman-owned business, mother-daughter, Kamala's Kitchen. Tessie's Teas. So what's cool about Tessie's Teas is that's instant. So it's little...
Crystalline.
Yeah, little pieces, like crystalline pieces. That you pour hot water or even put in cold water, and it works just the same. The ginger is so good.
Oh, ginger's so good. The mint's okay. I'm not anti-mint, but I can tell you that the ginger any day.
The sweetest story of Colette, Johnsonville should be paying you. Well, they were. They were. I guess. They did. When do we get your sausage videos? Chris did one. He did one before. And then so, no, well, I don't. But what happened to me, actually, I bought sausage so that my father-in-law and my son could make his special sauce together, because he specializes. He's got this like Italian sauce recipe that he's had and kind of evolved over the years. And that was the plan. And then my freezer broke. Refrigerator and freezer broke and I lost it. So if I get more, which now I have lots of coupons, I'll get around to doing that for you, because that is some good sausage. We could,
you have,
you know,
a really good, you have a really good, you know, video editor, so it'll be a pretty fun looking video.
We could eat just foods that of people like we've had on the show and eat, so still eat something different every day. And it would be amazing. Like, we have talked to a lot of food people.
You got to go grab some more food people, but it's funny how some of them find us. Like, I don't think I looked for Washburn candy. They just said, hey, we like you. And yeah. Okay. I couldn't.
I actually, this is kind of a funny story. I was like, I want to talk to a candy company that's been in business for like 100 years, like a really old candy company. And so first I hit up the Ye Old Candy Company, because that's like their shtick is like, the oldest operating candy company in America. Nothing. They didn't even answer me. And I was like, Ye Old Candy Company. So I looked for another, and I remembered F.B. Washburn in Brockton, because I grew up on Cape Cod, and that's not too far when you're driving up to Boston. And so I reached out and they got back to me right away, and they were so lovely. And they're actually so, like, the way that they make candy now is the same as they made it 165 years ago. Like, the machinery, they keep it up working and running. And it ended up being just such a better interview than I ever could have hoped for.
And you got to see, like, you get a chance to watch them make it in these machines and stuff like that. I mean, this stuff is crazy. Carl Weaver, don't go anywhere with that comment, baby, because I'm for it.
Brandon is doing their social media now. Brandon, who we spoke to for the show. And, you know, so this is, how many generations in are they? Did he say like four?
He's fourth. Because that's an important fork in the road for a lot of candy companies. They almost always sell it fourth generation.
Well, he's all in. He's not going to sell it. But he started doing their social, and you can see they've got these really cool, it looks like an operational anachronism, like something that should be right out of like 150 years ago, this machinery, but it still works.
This is one of my favorite machines. It looks like a bulldozer, and it's mixing, you know, the stuff that makes it a candy plus the stuff that makes it a flavor. So you can almost see like a white waxy kind of a look. That's which so is cool. What the candy would be like without the colorings and stuff, which is so crazy.
This makes me want to see how Johnsonville makes the sausage. Like, I actually want to get in there and see.
It's a slightly different video.
I know. I want to see what they do.
You could definitely do
it. But that's the part of this I like. I like talking to people about how they do things and getting a sneak peek and deconstructing their success so we can learn from it. And this shows me you don't have to like gut your factory every 10, 15, or even 20 years to be successful, that there's more to business success than the equipment.
We had Think Jose on. Jose has done social media for NASCAR for the last little while, although I never think of him that way. And then I look at his like feed and he's always like at some raceway, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, right, NASCAR. But he also, he did this project. He did one a day for a full year. And now he's going into a second year of drawing and painting and doing art with peppers, hot peppers. And so we made all those things. And then Jose also made me a spicy salt.
Everybody says you stuff. Why doesn't somebody send me stuff?
Ancho chili spicy salt right there. And I
mean, just feel free to send me stuff.
Just yesterday, I had a bag of popcorn, one of those like reduced fun popcorns that they give you. That's like, you know, no flavor, nothing good in it. You might as well just be eating cardboard. I shook some of this business in there. Oh my gosh. I ate the whole bag, which I will know all about today.
Well, how about I get the cookies and the chocolate and the sweets and you get the spicy stuff, because, you know, you're more savory. All the
safe things. Yeah. So Carl Weaver, send me that bacon, baby. Come on the show. We'll talk bacon. Yes. It's the cure. Some people say the bacon is the cure.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm for real.
You pick up some old episodes of this show, you know, thebackpackshow.online/episodes. You can get in. You can start looking at all this cool stuff we got. You know,
thebackpackshow.online.
Did you miss an episode? Well, come get it. You know, we had a financial dominatrix. We had a wonderful piano player. We've had two piano players in less than a week.
Yeah, but they're not the same. One, I wanted to talk about streaming royalties. And the other I wanted to talk about, like mental health therapy, music. That's what he specializes in. So for me, two very different conversations. One's about monetizing your art. The flying piano, that broke my heart. I live in that town. So a tornado destroyed a house, completely leveled it. And the only thing left was a baby grand piano. And it was not broken. I mean, it was wet and ruined and obviously not playable, but not broken. And so they turned it into an art installation. And it's amazing.
It's been a crazy time. We also got to talk a little bit about magic and murder.
I'm listening to that book now, The Conductors. I'm listening to that book now by Nicole Glover. I'm listening to it.
Speaking of books, if you are looking for a new book to read, I have to point out something. And I know Leslie maybe still is here. Len Joy has another book sale going on next week with us. So he's going to sponsor. He's going to try to pump this book into the bestseller list. So I'm going to beg you to make a purchase next week. And then I'm going to add some special gifts to make it even better for you.
Yeah, so. I love Len Joy, award-winning sports fiction writer Len Joy. I have his book right there. Bink. I keep it on my shelf because I adore him so much. When are you going to get Meghan and Harry? As soon as they decide they want some sausage.
Well, let me tell you something. They're on a little bit of a run right now, but we have to wait in line after Piers Morgan.
My dad used to be a butcher, says Chloe. So when I was 5, I used to eat sausages all the time. Just watch the process of making them.
It's quite a process. And then Steve Garfield points out that I, you know, said it's all about the cure. So, you know, that's... That's the thing Robert Smith said about making good bacon. Show me how you do that trick. The one that, yeah. So anyway, I could just keep going for a minute.
You could keep going for the whole show.
Show me how you do. Anyway, we should wrap up the show. What do you think?
We need a person of the day.
Oh, fudge. Hang on a minute.
Not fudge, sausage.
Oh, and here's our person of the day. Kaboom!
Oh, who's a person of the day? Who's a person of the day? Who's a person? Oh. Dan Gorgon was co-host of the show the other day. So
he shoplifted some of my chocolates. I was like, I will put a fork through your hand, son. What are you doing? Wu-Tang and the Cure. Yep.
Dollar bill.
Leslie loves Len's book. Len says, thank you. I adore Len.
Yeah, Len, I think I pointed this out before, but Leslie's my friend from sixth grade that we've been friends for years since. She read your book like it was candy. She just like whoosh, right through. She wasn't sure how it was going to go, but that's how it went. So, yes. Let's end this show. Hey, did you know that we sometimes do a show called Backpack After Dark? We're going to sneak up on you with one pretty soon, I think.
And we are inviting Tim Kitzer to come and hang out with us so we can play some of Eric Poses, the creator of Loaded Questions, some of his more risque games that are more suitable for a grown-up audience.
Maybe we can dig out Major Woody's Wild Foursomes. It's sitting right over there on top of a stack of things over here in my corner.
I have all of them. Like there's Loaded Questions and I have a stack of his other games over there. So
I asked Loaded Questions in the middle of something Rob Hatch was doing yesterday. He was showing us this new software that he thought was really great. And he said, it's good for ice breaking.
Yeah.
And so I asked, for example, what's the biggest waste of taxpayer money?
Don't get me started.
Yeah. No, that's not a good one. That's not a good one. Carrie. O'Shea Gordon. All right. Geez, there's a lot of political ones in here.
See, I wanted to have Tim Kitzrow join us for that so that when you say something like an answer to a semi-risque question, he can be like, that's not right. Oh,
whatever. Yes.
The voice of NBA Jam. Who would have listened to that?
Some of these questions. That's not true. What event or decision is proof that you have grown up?
Oh, my God. I haven't grown up. So I'm still like, I'm like a teenager that knows how to Google things to find the answer to the problem I'm having currently.
Have you heard the Backpack After Dark theme song, Karen?
It ain't dark.
You can always tell the difference between some piece of art that Dan made and something I made.
Because like, yours is super janky.
It's terrible. It doesn't work. It's like, you know, quick, wiggle this graphic.
You know how to push his charity buttons. Publish that stuff.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
How about this? Another full episode dedicated to celebrating sausage, but then other foodstuffs created by valued members of the Backpack Show community.
So my grandmother could cook like a dream, and my mom and dad were both swell cooks. My mom, my favorite thing that my mom ever made were biscuits. Good old fashioned bad for you biscuits. And they were so good.
My Uncle Phil always asked me what we were having for dinner. I don't know why. It's like very interesting. And one time he and my sister were going. It's true.